One day, for example, Wood recalled that Mary Ward threatened to whip her for failing to keep the Ward son happy. It may not have been the first such threat that Wood had received, yet something about that threat on that particular day brought Henrietta to what seemed, looking back, like a fork in the road. By then, she could not see a clear way back to Cincinnati. In one direction now lay the path of least resistance, stretching into the distance with no end in sight. In the other direction was a road of refusal, resistance, retort. "Guess not," Wood remembered finally replying to Mary Ward's threat. "It takes men to whip me." Recalling that moment later in her interview with Hearn, Wood explained that she weighed 200 pounds at the time and was strong as most men. The idea that Ward, a woman 4 years younger, could overpower Wood struck her as ridiculous both then and many years after the fact. Yet she also knew that her defiance had crossed a line. Mary told her husband what had happened, Wood recalled, and soon enough the keeper came and took her out in the penitentiary yard. "I'll have you learn not to talk to Mrs. Ward that way," Zebulon said while preparing to whip her. But then Henrietta stepped farther down the fight back road. "Why, you know she can't keep the child from crying," she retorted, "and how can I do it?" Ward seemed to pause at this, kind of thought over the matter, she said, almost as if he too were at a fork in the road. Perhaps he was toying with the idea of letting her impudence go. Perhaps he was weighing the potential costs and benefits of a beating. Perhaps he simply enjoyed watching the woman who sued him squirm. In any case, Henrietta was most likely surprised when the keeper lowered his lash. "He let me off," she recalled. 2 weeks after the standoff in the prison yard, however, Ward struck Wood with a different kind of blow. He took her back to Lexington and left her in the trading yard run by William Pullum, the one in which she had been imprisoned before the trial for her freedom. Together with his partner, a trader named Pierce Griffin, Pullum did a booming business buying slaves in Kentucky and selling them in the deep South River town of Natchez, Mississippi. And before long, Griffin and Pullum took Wood there, too. It was the second time in her life that a sail sent her down the river, and this time she would not avoid the hell of the cotton fields.